Hello, welcome to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you create a wealthy life free from burnout and with the financial security to practice medicine on your own terms. I'm your host, Dr. Elisa Zhang. Welcome back to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk again about I-bonds. And I apologize for not doing this episode a little earlier, but better now than miss this opportunity. I did an episode of I-bonds that aired on August 3rd, 2022, after a random stranger started talking to me about I-bonds when I was at a concert. Back then, new I-bonds were paying over 7% interest because of the high inflation rate at the time. For a review on the basics of investing in I-bonds, please check out that episode. This week, I will review some of the information that's in the episode, but I'm going to focus more on how to gift I-bonds and why you'd want to do that. One thing I do want to review is the way that interest rates for I-bonds are calculated. Interest rates for I-bonds have two components, a fixed rate and an inflation rate. Back in 2022, the fixed rate was actually 0%, so it was truly the inflation rate that made the composite interest rate so high. The Feds increased the interest rate to curb inflation, and that's brought inflation down. Currently, I-bonds purchased by the end of April 2024 pay an interest rate of 5.27% with a fixed rate component of 1.3% and the semi-annual inflation rate of 1.97%. The composite rate is calculated by the sum of the fixed rate with two times the semi-inflation rate, along with the product of the fixed rate and the semi-annual rate. So currently, the fixed rate is 1.3%, and the semi-annual rate is 1.9%. So the composite rate is 1.3% plus 2 times 1.97% plus 1.3% times 1.97% to make up 5.27%. Currently, the fixed rate of 1.3% is the highest fixed rate that has been seen in the last 15 years. The prior fixed rate was 0.9% between May and October of 2023. It was 0.4% between November 2022 and April of 2023, and 0% between May 2020 and October 2022. It's uncertain what will happen to the fixed rate when rates change on May 1st, 2024. It's possible it may stay the same, but there are many people who think it will go down rather than go up. So if you really want to capitalize on buying I-bonds, now is the time. Remember, when you buy I-bonds, the fixed interest rate stays with the I-bond while the semi-annual inflation rate is what changes every 6 months to make for a new composite interest rate for the I-bond. If you have I-bonds currently that have a 0% fixed rate, it may be worth cashing out those old I-bonds even if you incur the 3-month interest penalty for holding I-bonds for less than 5 years, in order to have new I-bonds with the 1.3% fixed interest rate. With the current annual rate of 3.94%, again, the current annual rate is going to be 2 times the current semi-annual rate, a 3-month interest early withdrawal penalty amounts to 0.985%, which you can easily make up with that new fixed rate of 1.3% over time. In any given year, there are 3 different rates for I-bonds. You can buy a maximum of $10,000 of I-bonds in any given calendar year. You can do that all at once, or you can do that over the course of the year. I-bonds change their rates twice a year, on May 1st and November 1st. So this means that there's one rate that goes from January 1st to April 30th, one rate from May 1st to October 31st, and one rate from November 1st to December 31st. Of course, in the beginning of the year, you don't know what the interest rates are going to be for later in the year. So it may be hard to decide when you actually want to purchase I-bonds, especially if you want to maximize the interest rate. Also, with I-bonds, you can't cash out within 1 year of purchasing them. For bonds that you've held between 1 year and 5 years, there is that 3-month interest penalty for cashing them out early. After 5 years, there's no penalty. You pay federal income tax on interest earned when you cash out the I-bond, but they are not subject to state or local taxes. You do not have to pay any tax on any early withdrawal penalty because it's basically interest that you're not receiving. Treasury Direct does not, by default, withhold taxes when you cash out on iBonds. They will issue you a 1099 form, which can be downloaded from their website under Manage Direct, and then going to Manage My Taxes. You will get an email notification when a 1099 form is available, but they don't send this form by mail. Any individual is limited to purchasing $10,000 of iBonds each year. iBonds can also be purchased for children. A business can also purchase iBonds using the TIN. However, if you want to purchase more than $10,000 of iBonds with the 1.3% fixed interest rate, there is a way to do this through gifting iBonds. This strategy works best for married couples, but it may also work with a family member that you completely trust, like a parent who may be willing to give you access to their Treasury Direct account. You can buy iBonds for someone else as a gift. There are two stages when it comes to gifting iBonds: buying and delivering. In order to gift someone iBonds, you will need to know the name of the recipient's Treasury Direct account if they already have an account. It's okay if they don't have one yet. It can be created after you purchase the gift. They just need an account by the time you deliver the gift. You will also need to know their social security number. Only personal accounts can buy or receive gifts. A business or trust cannot buy a gift, nor can they receive a gift. So this is not a strategy you can do with your business. When you buy iBonds as a gift, it goes into a gift box. The iBonds will have the fixed rate and inflation rate at the time of purchase. You cannot cash out iBonds stored in your gift box, but you can keep them in your gift box as long as you want, whether that's days or years. Think about if you actually bought a gift for someone and you just hid it away in your closet to give to them at a later date. Maybe you're saving it for a specific occasion. Except with this gift, the recipient's name is basically permanently etched on it. So you can't decide that you're going to keep the gift for yourself or give it to somebody else other than the person you bought it for. While the iBonds are stored in your gift box, they are essentially in limbo. Remember, you can't cash them out because they're not yours. The recipient can't cash them because you haven't delivered them to their account yet. At some point in the future, you can deliver the iBonds gift to the recipient you bought it for. There is a minimum wait period of 5 business days between buying the gift iBonds and delivering the iBonds to the recipient. The amount of iBonds you deliver to them will count as part of their $10,000 allocation for the year. There's no maximum stay in the gift box, which means that you can actually hold the iBond in your gift box for months or years and deliver them in a future year. You could buy $10,000 of iBonds as a gift for your spouse now in 2024 and deliver it to your spouse in 2025 or 2026 or any other future year where the interest rate on iBonds make them not worth buying that year. Your spouse can also do the same for you so that you both have additional iBonds with the current fixed interest rate. I personally think that it's best for both spouses to gift each other the same amount in the case anything might happen that might cause some kind of animosity between spouses after the gift bonds are purchased and before they are delivered. Unfortunately, you never know when you may discover that your loving spouse is having an affair. It does happen. It's up to you how you choose to mix finances with family if you potentially want to do this with a family member. You can buy $10,000 worth of iBonds to give to your parents, siblings, children, or you could even buy 5 separate purchases of $10,000 for a single individual. You can do that all in one calendar year with the intention to deliver the gift over 5 different years. The recipient must have a Treasury Direct account at the time of delivery of the iBonds gift. You will need to know the recipient's account number in order to deliver the gift. You can deliver the gift in multiple parts or in one lump sum, up to $10,000 a year. The principal amount of delivered gifts counts towards their $10,000 annual purchase limit of the recipient in the year of delivery, not in the year you purchased the gift. If you bought $10,000 of iBonds as a gift for someone who already bought iBonds for themselves that year, then you won't be able to deliver the entire gift of $10,000 to them since that would put them over their annual purchase limit. This is why you really want to let the recipient know that you have bought them gift iBonds so that you can coordinate when you actually deliver them. The interest on the I bonds bought as a gift starts upon the purchase date, and the I bonds that are sitting in the gift box do earn interest that will go to the recipient. The holding period also starts the month that it's purchased. If you hold the I bonds in the gift box for a year before delivering them to the recipient, then the recipient could actually cash them out immediately, though they would still pay that 3-month interest penalty or basically not get paid the last 3 months of interest. Remember, that's the penalty for cashing out an I bond in less than 5 years. If you end up holding I bonds in your gift for a long time, you want to make sure that you don't forget about them. Again, tell the recipient that you're holding them a gift. Set up calendar reminders in the future to review it with the recipient. Unfortunately, there's no way to pre-schedule a delivery date for the future. When you want to deliver the gift, you'll have to log into your Treasury Direct account to do so. What if you buy gift I bonds for someone and they die before you deliver the I bonds? Or you die before you deliver them? As physicians, we know that people can die suddenly and unexpectedly. You can include a second owner or a beneficiary for I bonds when you purchase them as a gift. If the gift recipient dies before you deliver the gift, the designated second owner or beneficiary will inherit the gift. You can't name yourself as the second owner of the gift, but you actually can name yourself as the beneficiary of a gift. The recipient can change the second owner or the beneficiary after the gift is delivered to them. If you do die before you deliver the gift, the I bond that you bought as a gift still belongs to the recipient as long as they're still living. If the recipient knows that they have an undelivered gift from someone who's passed away, then they can actually claim it through Treasury Direct. However, if no one knows about the gift, it will just stay in limbo. This is another reason to be sure to tell the recipient when you buy a gift of I bonds. Or if you don't want to tell the recipient for some reason, definitely have it documented somewhere so that the executor of your estate will know about it after your death and can deliver it accordingly. When you gift any monetary gift, one thing to consider is gift tax. Buying I bonds as a gift does count as a completed gift in the year of purchase, not the year of delivery. There's no limit to how much you can gift your spouse, unless your spouse isn't a U.S. citizen. If you gift to somebody else who's not your spouse, each person has an annual gift tax exclusion amount, which is currently $18,000 for 2024. If you're just buying the maximum of $10,000 one-year limit for someone, it's really not an issue. However, remember, you can actually buy as many gifts for someone in a given year and deliver it to them in multiple years. So you could buy $50,000 of I bonds as a gift for one person, and therefore you would actually buy above the $18,000 limit for that one person. Likewise, if you end up gifting other money to someone, not including the I bonds gifts that you give them, then this may also take you over the limit. If you do go over the limit, you'll need to fill out gift tax form 709. The gift giver is also the one that pays the gift tax, but often you don't end up paying this necessarily because there is a lifetime gift amount. I'm not going to dive deep into gift tax, but watch out for a future episode on that subject. The IRS does have a video to guide you how to purchase I bonds as a gift on their website, treasurydirect.gov/indiv/tools-videos/purchase-gift-bonds. I'll have that website in the show notes. Make sure that you know exactly how the recipient's name is spelled, including whether they have a middle name or a middle initial if they already have a Treasury Direct account. When you're making a gift purchase, you're going to need to click on the box, "This is a gift," when you're making the purchase, and then select the gift registration. To deliver a gift, you would click on Gift Box, which is on the top menu on the right-hand side of your Treasury Direct account. You can select to deliver the full amount or a partial amount. You will need to know the recipient's Treasury Direct account number in order to deliver the gift I bonds. To conclude, if you've ever considered buying I bonds, now is probably the best time to do so. Now, meaning April 2024, since a new rate will be introduced on May 1st, 2024, and people speculate that the fixed rate is likely to drop at that time. If you want to hold more than $10,000 of I bonds with the 1.3% fixed interest rate component, then one strategy to do that is by swapping gifts with someone like your spouse or working with someone to give you I-bonds that they would purchase now and deliver to you in the future. So again, the reason I'm bringing up the ability to give I-bonds is due to their current high fixed interest rate. Buying I-bonds as a gift is not a way for you to buy more I-bonds than the annual limit for yourself. It's a way for you to buy I-bonds for someone else. However, you can use the caveat of someone else buying you I-bonds so that you could have more, and that might mean some coordinating with family member or a very trusted friend. And that probably works best when you're kind of doing a swap situation. If you like relatively safe investments, I-bonds will theoretically keep your money from losing value from inflation and is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. They aren't going to make you rich, but they can play a role in your portfolio. Remember, you have until the end of April to buy I-bonds with the current fixed interest rate of 1.3% that has the composite rate of 5.27%. Typically, it is advantageous to buy I-bonds towards the end of the month since you get the full month's interest no matter what time in the month you buy them. However, you don't want to wait till April 30th because it does take time to process. I would recommend buying your I-bonds no later than April 25th. April 30th is actually a Tuesday this year, and transactions don't occur over the weekend. So even with April 25th, you're kind of giving a 3-4 day window for everything to get done. Please share this episode with anyone you think would appreciate a conservative and relatively safe investment. I personally did go ahead and buy $10,000 of I-bonds at the 1.3%. I'm not necessarily thinking that I'm going to buy a whole bunch of I-bonds as a gift with my spouse in order to just stack up on I-bonds, but I do find it an intriguing idea and still have a few weeks to decide what I'm going to do. Thanks so much for being a listener of the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, and I'll be back next week with another episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could share it with your friends and colleagues. And now for the disclaimer. I am not a certified financial planner, accountant, or attorney, and nothing I say should be construed as professional investment, tax, or legal advice. This show is primarily for your education and entertainment. I am a physician, but I'm probably not your physician. So if you need any medical advice, please contact your own physician. Thank you.